These were some of the voices in the news this past week.
We had Mir re-entering the atmosphere at approximately 5:46 Greenwich Mean Time, and it came into a location near the island of Fiji.
It was a brilliant, white-hot illumination, almost like a magnesium burn. There was a very peculiar iridescence to the cluster that then became an array of shimmering, diamond-like objects flying away from us.
We are seeking a world headquarters location that offers easy access to global markets, provides a strong pro-business environment, allows easy access to major Boeing operations, and provides a diverse and educated workforce.
I think Bill Boeing would be turning over in his grave if he knew they were moving his house to another city. I wonder if the people making these decisions at this high level at the Boeing company have ties to this community.
I met with the Russian ambassador yesterday and informed him of our decision to expel four Russian intelligence officers who were directly implicated in the Hansen case.
The Fed reacts simply to the economy and not the market, and the Fed sees a weakening economy. I don't think that they see a recession scenario, and so therefore, in their view, 50 basis points makes a lot of sense.
I am most pleased to introduce our new coach, Bob Knight.
You've got a great, great university, and I'm really happy to be able to be a small part of that university.
I often say it ranks right up there with static cling. It's one of the great concerns among the American people. But through the sheer tenacity of the senior senator from Arizona, we are here today beginning a debate over the next 2 weeks on a subject of very little interest to the American people.
Members of Congress spend uncounted hours on telephone begging for money and cozying up to corporate lobbyists with their hands out. It's really disgusting. And powerful members shake down business lobbyists who want action or inaction on a particular bill. You may not be able to buy a member of Congress, but you can definitely rent one these days.